Here's a fun way to lose an argument in your draft room. Tell everyone the aging back rule says fade Christian McCaffrey. It does. He's in year 9 and backs that old decline about a point a game. Now here's how you win the argument anyway. He just averaged 24.5 points, the best of any back in football, and you can subtract the entire fade and he's still the best of any back in football. The Muff 2026 preview where the rule fires and the player survives it. This season was total. Number one running back in fantasy, total and per game. 102 catches, the only back in football with 100 for 924 yards, paired with 1,200 rushing and 17 total touchdowns. 413 touches, no missed games, no zeros, and 17 plus points in 14 of 17 weeks. The signature snap was almost mundane on purpose. Week 9 against the Giants, 3rd and 9 in the red zone. A short Purdy throw he turns into a touchdown. The receiving back and the goal line back in one play. That's the season. Everything, everywhere, every week. Now the honesty, because this is a no call, and the honest part is the whole episode. Two patterns fire on him. One, he's a year 9 running back, and our aging rule docks that group about 1.2 points a game. Two, and this one's louder, his rushing efficiency was genuinely poor. 3.9 a carry, 166 yards below expected, 46th of 49 qualified backs. He didn't beat his blocking last year, so why isn't this a fade? Because of where he wins. Take 24.5, subtract the full 1.2 aging dock, and you land north of 23, still ahead of every other back on the board, Bijan and Gibbs included. The fade is real and it doesn't matter because his floor is built from the stickiest stat in football. 100 plus catches, a 23% target share. Not from the efficiency that slipped. What repeats then? The receiving rule? Emphatically, volume is identity and a pass catching back's volume is the safest kind. The touchdowns, 17 of them, are the one thing that could regress, but he's not even touchdown dependent the way Taylor is. The catches carry him. What I won't tell you repeats, the rushing efficiency was already bad and he's a year older, so the ground game is the part to actually worry about, not the fantasy floor. Muffed! The situation, per the report, San Francisco used a 3rd-round pick on a rookie back, and Shanahan has said publicly he wants to lighten McCaffrey's league-leading workload to keep him fresh. Read that two ways, honestly. The optimistic read, fewer low-value carries, same goal line and passing down gold, efficiency up, fantasy value intact. The worried read, 413 touches becomes 360, and some of those catches leak to a rookie. We can't model a snap count. We can tell you the target share is the thing to guard. The price, pick 6, the 3rd back off the board. Verdict, no call, and it's the system flexing. The two patterns that fire both get outrun by where his points actually come from, and the market priced him a hair below the two younger backs, which is the aging tax, fairly charged. The counter said plainly he's a 29-year-old with a long injury history and declining rush efficiency, and that's exactly the profile that falls off a cliff with no warning. The catches are the bet. They've never once let you down. Watch in September the rookie snap share. And whether McCaffrey's targets hold near 100 pace, if they do, the cliff talk is just talk. If they slip, this is the year, whole roster every week, that's the show. Next preview's cued.